Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yeshaya Fine. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Samach Vav. Shir begins Samach Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says on the bottom, Reb Shimon ben Eliakim says Pshat and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon's halacha is that Mavdilun Bechata Soif. You could be Mavdil Bechata Soif. Reb Shimon ben Eliakim explains the pshat is that when the Torah says lo yavdil bechata soif, ein tzorech lahavdil. Umay lo yavdil, ein tzorech lahavdil. The kavon of the pasuk is that there's no chiyuv to make a havdala. The Gemara previously has mentioned three pshatim in the machloikas of Shimon ben Elazar. The Gemara has one pshat in the machloikas that Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds mavdilim because mitzui chata soif is not ma'akiv. The second pshat is that the shehiyah in the Simon Sheni of the Oilas Ha'oif is Ma'akiv, and the third pshat is Roiv Basar is Ma'akiv. We explained in the previous shir, the Sheet of Taisvis, that all of these three pshatim, Mitzui Chatas Ha'oif is not Ma'akiv, the Shia and the Simon Sheni of the Oilas Ha'oif is Ma'akiv, and the Roiv Basar Ma'akiv, these three pshatim were explaining why the Koyin can be Mavdil, the Malika of the Chatas Ha'oif, after the Hazah. B'shas, the original Malika, while he's doing the Malika before the Hazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is Moida. There's a psul if he's Mavdil in the original Malika. Reb Shimon ben Elazar only allows the Havdalah after the Hazar, either because a Mitzui Chatas Ha'oif is not Ma'akiv, therefore after the Hazar the carbon is already finished, or Shia B'Simen Sheni Ba'ilas Ha'oif is Ma'akiv, therefore the Hefsik that the Kohen makes of the Hazah in between the first Siman and the second Siman makes the second Siman not be considered a Malika, or because the Reiv Basa is Ma'akiv, since Reiv Basa is Ma'akiv, therefore the original Malika had a Chaticha of the Reiv Basa, the Oif is already an Avela, and the second Malika is not considered a Malika, it's not considered a Havdalah, it's a Chatichas Basa Ba'alma. According to all of these three Pshatim, the Shitas HaTosfos, the Malika, the Havdalah, does not passel after the Hazah. Taisus points out, however, that in the fourth Shita, in Reb Shimon ben Eliakim, when Reb Shimon ben Eliakim says Pshat and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, that Mai lo Yavdil ain't Tzarech lahavdil, according to this Pshat, says Taisus, even if the Kohen is Mavdil before the Hazah, even if the Kohen is Mavdil b'shas the Malika, he cuts both Simana by the Chata Sa'if, the Malika is Vaiter Kosher, Mai lo Yavdil ain't Tzarech lahavdil, the Iker Kavana of the Pasuk is that the Torah does not require Havdalah by Chata Sa'if. However, if the Kohen is Mavdil by the Chata Sa'if, it's kosher even B'shas, the original Havdalah, that's the Sheet of the Re, that's Taisus' Pshat in Reb Shimon ben Eliakim B'Shem, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Taisus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, however, that's Chaylik. Taisus says that Rabbeinu Tam was Magia in his Sefer, he wrote in the Gilyon of his Gemara, that even Reb Shimon ben Eliakim that says, Lo Yavdil ain't Tzarech Lahavdil, that's only referring to when the Kohen is Mavdil after the Hazah. The Rabbeinu Tam said that when the Torah said Lo Yavdil, it's Mashma, Bein Koidem Hazah, Bein Achar Hazah, and the Kavan of the Torah, there's two Kavanas. It's one word of Lo Yavdil, but Lo Yavdil has two different Kavanas. Before the Hazah, the Kavanah of the Lo Yavdil is there's an Isser to be Mavdil, there's a Psul in the Malika. If he's Mavdil, there Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is Maskim, B'Shas the Malika, before the Hazah. If the Kohen is going to be Mavdil, that would pass the Oif. Umay lo Yavdil and Tzarech lahavdil, that means that when the Torah says lo Yavdil, which is also referring to after the Hazah, the Kavan of the lo Yavdil is Ein Tzarech lahavdil, does not require a Havdalah, but the Havdalah would not pass the carbon. So again, the Machloikas had to learn this Shtikul Gemara according to the Sheet of Taisus. The first three Pshatim, according to Taisus, we said this is the Sheet of Taisus, the Leiker Rashi, but the Sheet of Taisus is that the first three Pshatim in the Gemara were allowing Lefir Blazer Reb Shimon the Kohen to be Mavdil after the Hazah. Taisvis's Shita is that according to Reb Shimon ben Eliakim, the Kohen is allowed to be Mavdil even B'Shas the Hazah. That's the Shita of Taisvis. Taisvis quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that no, B'Shas the Malika, there is an Isser Lahavdil. The Lo Yavdil B'Shas the Malika means Lo Yavdil, that he's also to be Mavdil. When the Gemara says, Ma'yavdil ain't Tzarech Lahavdil, that means that after the Hazah, the Lo Yavdil, the Kavan of the Torah of Lo Yavdil, means that ain't Tzarech Lahavdil, but the Havdol would not pass. He says, you might have thought that you should need to be Mavdil after the Hazah. in order to do a proper mitzvah, to take out all of the dam from the oif, says Rabbeinu Tam, you might have thought that the Kohen Bedavka should be mavdil in order to get out more dam. The loyavdil of the Torah after the hazah is coming to tell you that it does not require havdalah after the hazah in order to do the mitzvah. It's interesting. That's one word, loyavdil, that has two different kavanas. But that's how Chazal are darshaning it according to Rabbeinu Tam. The one word of loyavdil has two different kavanas. Before the hazah, loyavdil means that it's ostimavdil. After the hazah, the kavan of the loyavdil is that it does not require havdalah. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, if we teach lo yavdil she'ein tzarech lahavdil, im ken gabi bar nami, when the Torah says lo yichasenu, he's not mechasa the bar, we should be mevar the pasuk she'ein tzarech lechasa. In fact, the Gemara, if we teach lo yavdil by chata so'if that he doesn't require havdalah, so then by bar we should viter teach lo yichasenu, not that he, the story was he didn't cover and he's chayev to pay. Rather, in tzarech lachasis, he's allowed to leave the bar uncovered. Taisus asks, Taisus Bavarns, why didn't the Gemara ask from every lav in the Torah? The Torah says not to do something. The Torah says leisachsim shar bedishay. The Torah says leisachel kol nevela. Why don't we say that the Torah meant that you don't have to? Says Taisus, in all the lavin of the Torah, would it make sense? The Torah is telling you you don't have to. If you don't have to, so then why write it to begin with? Why would I think you should have to? Zaktaisvis, these two cases have something in common, that there would have been a havmina that you're required to. There would have been a havmina that you're required to be mavdil in order to be mitzi the dam. And there would have been a havmina that you're required to cover the bar. Therefore, it would make sense that the Torah would be saying, lo yavdil she'ein tzarech. And it makes sense that the Torah is saying, lo yichasenu she'ein tzarech. That's what these two cases have in common. The Karen Oira asks that if you think about it, by lo yavdil, either the Torah meant you shouldn't be mavdil, it's us to be mavdil, or that you don't need to be mavdil. By bar, the other option, which is the truth, is that the Torah is telling you a story, lo yichasenu, that a person does not cover the bar, he's chayiv to pay for it. What is the Gemara being medame to bar? There the Torah is just saying a story. The Karen Oira says, al derech ril, what Taisus is saying, he's being moisef a beer. He says, you're right, that what by bar the Torah is saying is v'lo yichasenu, that he didn't cover. But the Gemara is pointing out that if there's an option of teaching when the Torah says loy, that he doesn't need to, if there is such an option, then by bar also we should be mefarish, the kavana of the pasuk, she'ein tzarech. True, by lo yavdil, the other option would have been that it's aser. And by bar, the other option would have been lo yichasenu, that he didn't actually cover it. This is just being misaper dvarim, just telling the story. But says the Karen Oira, the Gemara's kasha is that if there is an option of reading the psukim she'ein tzarech, then the Gemara felt that by bar also we should be mefarish the pasuk she'ein tzarech lachasis. The Gemara in the end of the parak says the chilek between the mitzui of the dam haguf by itself, or mitzui of the dam haroish by itself. The Gemara says if the kohen does mitzui from the guf itself without the roish, it will be kosher. If he does mitzui with the roish itself without the guf, it's going to be pasul. The Gemara says a drash of who? It's ma'akev to have the dam haguf. The Gemara explains my Talmudah. Where do you see in who that it's ma'akev the dam of the guf? And the Gemara says b'shem Ravina, mistaber roiv damim beguf shrichi. Roiv of the dam is in the guf, and therefore it's ma'akev to have the mitzui from the dam of the guf. The Gemara previously on daf samachem would base as a drasha by oilas oif nimtza damoi. The Gemara darshins damoi kuloi, all of the dam. What's the kavan of the Gemara? Pashab shat in the Gemara is a mitzvah lechatchila to have all of the dam of the oila having a mitzui al gabi hamizbech. That's pashab shat in the Gemara. However, the Ravid in his pirish in the beginning of Maseches Kinim explains that the drasha of the Gemara of Damei Kuloi means both the dam of the guf and the dam of the roish. With the malika of Oila Sa'if, the kohen is mavdil, he makes a havdalah with the malika between the guf and the roish. B'shas the mitzui, the kohen has to do a mitzui from Damei Kuloi, from both parts of the oif, from the guf and the roish. That's the din of Damei Kuloi. So lefi the Ravid, that would be moving what our Gemara is saying. The Briskov explains that this din and mitzui requires two different dams. the dam of the guf and the dam of the resh, that's the gemara daf samachay v'nimtza damai damai kuloi. There's a mitzvah to have mitzui on both dams. Li'ikuva, it's only ma'akiv to have the mitzui of the guf. You don't need mitzui of the resh. It's not ma'akiv in the carbon. That's what we darshan from Husa. L'chatchila, the gemara said in daf samachay v'nimtza damai kuloi l'chatchila, it should have a mitzui from all of the dam of the oif, dam ha'resh and the dam ha'guf. And our gemara is saying that likuva, it's only ma'akev to have the dam haguf. Pashup shat na gemara was, nimtza damai kulei l'chatchila, to have all of the dam, all of the blood that's in the oif, not specifically the guf and the resh, all of the dam that's in the oif has to go al gabe ha'mizbeach. L'chari, you see from Taisvis also understood like this the gemara, because Taisvis, divra maschel, damai kulei na samachei amar aleph, the small Taisvis has a diak from the Mishnah, the Samach Dalet Amud Beis, to be machalik between the Chata Soif and the Oila Soif. Taisvis says, the Mishnah says, by Oila Soif, makif beis milikosel mizbeach, the Kohen puts, makif means to be seimich, to be makarev, the roish, or the guf to the mizbeach, to be makif, the beis milikosel mizbeach, to get all of the dam to go on the mizbeach. And Taisvis says, by Chata Soif, the Mishnah does not mention, it says he's mematza the dam, but it does not say he actually takes the base mekas lemizbeach. And Taisvah says this drasha of nimtza damai kuloi is only halacha by oila seif. Only oila seif needs kol damai. Chata seif does not require kol damai, and he doesn't have to be makarev the base mekas lemizbeach. L'chayra, we see from Taisvah, Taisvah understood the din of damai kuloi means kol hadam, like the pashta lashon of the Gemara. All of the blood that's in the oif, l'chatchila at least, requires to go al gabe hamizbeach. So again, there's two pshatim. The Ravid explains, damai kula means both the dam of the guf and the dam in the roish. It's two separate mitzuis. You need a mitzui from the roish and a mitzui from the guf. And Taisvus learns it requires all of the dam, l'chatchilo al gabe ha-mizbech. So Briskarov points out that our Gemara that says that there's a chiluk between dam ha-roish and dam ha-guf, there's a din mesuyim. It's ma'akiv the dam ha-guf, and the dam ha-roish is not ma'akiv. That sound, this Gemara, l'chayr, according to the Ravid, we could understand the Gemara saying there's a din mesuyim to have the dam haguf as opposed to the dam harosh. According to Taisvus, there's no separate halach of dam harosh and dam haguf. V'nimtza damai kulei meant you l'chatchila need all of the dam. So why would there be a special halacha of dam haguf, roiv hadam beguf shchichi? L'chatchila you need all the dam. Maybe b'di'evid is a specific amount of dam that's likuva, but it's not a makom mesuyim, the dam of the guf as opposed to the dam of the rush. Our Gemara L'chayr says the Briskarov would be more moving according to the Shita of the Ravid. Beginning the parak Chata Sa'oif, the Mishnah mentions Halacha Chata Sa'oif, which was done L'mayla, it's pasul. The Mishnah says Chata Sa'oif L'chatchila, we learned in the previous parak, the mitzvah of Chata Sa'oif is to be done L'mata, Chata Sa'oif, which was done L'mayla, is pasul. Taisvis explains, Taisvis de Ramascha L'mayla, pasul, the basar is pasul. It's pasul b'achila, you're not allowed to eat the carbon. Chatas avo b'aylim neskap, which says Taisvis is a chiluk between the basar which is pasul when a chatas is done l'mayla, but the b'aylim receive a kapar, the b'aylim are yaitz their carbon, they receive a kapar, and they don't have to bring another carbon. Taisvis tells this too to a member of Shmuel, in Zvachim daf chavava merbeiz, zrika shaloi b'mekayma, kimekayim adami, when a kohen does a zrika on the mizbech, shaloi b'mekayim in the wrong place, it's kimekayim adami, he receives a kapara. The pasuk says, the Gemara Darshan's over there, v'anina sati lochem, ala mizbech lechaper, kivon shegi adam lemizbech miskaper, when as long as the dam reaches the mizbech, even if it's the wrong makam on the mizbech, the bailim receive a kapara, the basar is possible, the bailim receive a kapara, and Taisus learns, just like by a carbon, the Gemara mentions, that zrika shaloi b'mekayim, who adin by a carbon oif, by a chatas oif, which was done l'mayla, the psul of the Mishnah, that the carbon is pasul because the chatas is l'mayla, is pasul basar, avo baylam neskapru. The Shita Mekubetzes argues on Taisvus, and the Shita Mekubetzes by us says that the pasuk of Anid Nasati Lachem al Mizbech Lachapr is referring to a carbon, it's referring to a behema, and an oif does not have that halacha, since it's pasul, the oif is entirely pasul, not only is the basa pasul, but the bayim does not receive a kapara, and the pasuk is only going by a carbon of a behema. Taisus learns there's no difference between a behema and an oif, And the Shita Mekubetza says it's a Xeris HaKosav Din Mesuim by Behema, that Zrika Shaloi B'mkoyma, Kibakoyma Dami, that is Zrika, which is done in the wrong place, gives the owner a kapara, not by a oif. In the Shita of Taisfis, that by oif also, we say Zrika Shaloi B'mkoyma, Kibakoyma Dami, and a Chatas a oif, which has Azana Mitzu Lamailo, the Bailam have a kapara, there's a need in the Achrayim, what would be the other way around, if an Oilas a oif has a mitzui lamata. An oilas oif is supposed to have its mitzui lamaila. If the kohen, instead of doing a mitzui lamaila on the top part of the mizbech, would do a mitzui lamata on the bottom part of the mizbech, would the kohen have a kap? Would the bailam have a kapar? So the sefer oilas shloima says there's no difference. If taisvis holds by a oif, we say zrika shloim kaima kemakaima dami by chatas oif huad. An oilas oif, if it has mitzui lamata, we'll say Zrika Shleim Kaima Kaima Dami, the Basar is Pasal, we wouldn't be Makar of the Basar Agabe HaMizbech, but the Bailam would receive a Kapara. The Brisker Rav and Sefer in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashin on page Memhei, he doesn't quote the Eilas Shleima, but he argues, and he says that Toisvis is Halacha, that we say by Oif, Zrika Shleim Kaima Kaima Dami is only by a Chatas Oif, which is Lamaila. That's where we say Zrika Shleim Kaima, that the Bailam receives a kapar, but an Oilas Oif, which is Lamata, we would not say Zrika Shleim Kaima Kima Kaima. The Brisker Rav explains that there's a Yesoidus Dika Chilik between a Achatas and a Oila. Achatas, the whole halacha that the Hazan Mitzui have to be done on the bottom of the Mizbeach, it's a Mokim of the Matan Hadam, says the Brisker Rav. All the Zrikas, all the Dam from every carbon, has a Mokim where the dam belongs. It's the makam of the Nesinas Hadam. This is where the dam of this carbon, every carbon has a different makam where the dam belongs. Chatas oiv, the dam belongs lamata. If he puts it lamaila, it says Zrika Shaloi B'mkaima. That's where the Torah says Shaloi B'mkaima K'mkaima Dami. And Oilas oiv, says the Brisker Rav, has an additional halacha. It's not just a din in the place where the dam belongs. The halacha that Oilas oiv must be lamaila, besides for being a makam of the Nesinas Hadam, a place where the dam belongs on the Mizbeach, on the top part of the Mizbeach, says the Brisker Rav, the etzem avoida of the mitzui, of the oila sa'if, the avoida that the kohen does, has a makam where the avoida must be done. There's two halachas, says the Brisker Rav, where the dam belongs lamaila, on the top part of the Mizbeach, and the makam of the avoida that the kohen is doing, also, says the Brisker Rav, has to be on the top part of the Mizbeach. The Gemara on Daf Samachei Amar Aleph Darshins, Talmud Loimar Umolak Vehikter Vinimtza. The Torah puts the Malika next to the word Vinimtza Damai. The Gemara Darshins, just like Ma'ak Torah, Bereish Shel HaMizbech, Af Mitzui Bereish HaMizbech. The Halacha of the Aktorah, Bereish HaMizbech, says the Brisker Rav, is the Avoida of the Aktorah, is on the Reish HaMizbech, so too the Avoida of the Mitzui also must be Bereish HaMizbech. The Hekesh over there also includes the Malika, the Haktara, the Malika, and the Mitzui Hadam all have to be Bereish HaMizbech, says the Brisker Rav. That's a halacha in the Avoida, that the Avoida is required to be a Bereish HaMizbech. This that we darshan from a pasuk in Daf Chavav and Zvachim, that Zrika Shaloi B'mkaima K'mkaima Dami, that's all legabi the Mokim Matan Dam of the Korban, the Mokim HaNesinas Hadam, where the Dam belongs. As long as it reached the Mizbech, the Bailam receive a kapara, even though it's Shaloi B'mkaima. Says the Brisker Rav, we never find that there's a hechsher when the Avoida was done, Shaloi Kedinai. If there's a makam where the Avoida must be done, there's no hechsher, there's no kapara that the Bailam received when the Avoida was done, Shaloi Kemitzvasa. The Brisker Rav is Mitzayin at Taisis on Daf Peidalet Amud Beis. Taisis compares that when the mitzui of the oilas oif is done lamata to a shchitas darm, says the Brisker Rav, by shchitas darm, that's obvious that the avoida itself, the shchita itself is done shaloi b'mekayma, so too the mitzui dam ha'oila lamata, the etzem avoida of the mitzui is shaloi k'mitzvasa, and over there, we would not say the halacha of zrika shaloi b'mekayma k'mekayma dami. And I'd like to point out, the Brisker Rav is teaching us that there's a halacha in the avoida itself, that the avoida must be done l'mayla al-gabe ha-mizbeach. You have to know, we have to understand, what is koiveya, where the avoida is being done? Is it where the kohen is standing? Is it where his hands are? I would probably be noita that what's actually koveya, the avoida being done b'reish hamizbeach, is where the dam lands. The fact that the kohen does a mitzvah of the dam and the dam lands b'reish hamizbeach, that's koveya that the avoida itself was done b'reish hamizbeach. The point of the bris kerov is that it's a sip in the havanas hadvarim, in the lamdus, it's a different halacha than the regular halacha of Ezrika Shalei B'mkayma. There's two dinim. There's a din where the dam belongs, and there's the din in the avoida itself that the kohen is doing. Probably, hadvarim noitim, that what's koiveya, what determines and what defines where the avoida of the mitzvah is done is actually where the dam ends up. That's probably koiveya, the avoida itself. However, when the mitzvah is done lamata, there's two problems. When the Oila Saif has a mitzvah lamata, the dam ended up in the wrong place, and that therefore thereby is koiveya, the avoid of the mitzvah was done shaloi kemitzvasa, therefore we don't say shaloi b'mkayma kemkayma dami. That's the shita of the Brisker of Entaisvis, that only by a chata saif, which was done lamaila, over there we say shaloi b'mkayma kemkayma, and the Baal Mesiva Kapara, and Oila Saif, which was lamata, we don't say shaloi b'mkayma kemkayma dami. The Rambam in Perek Zayin from Sulei Mukdashim Halacha Hey, the Rambam puts together the psul of a chatas ha'oif, which was done lamaila together with the chatas ha'oif, which was done shaloi lishma. And acharei ma'medayik, it's mashma just like by a chatas shaloi lishma is entirely pasul. The carbon, just like you can't eat the basar, the bailam don't receive a kapara. So too, the shitas of Rambam is the chatas ha'oif, which was done lamaila is pasul. I'd like to point out that this diuk. It's a diak in the Rambam. Really, the Mishnah itself puts it together. The Chaznish, in the beginning of his Sefer, his Gilyonis, on the Sefer Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, he writes that the derech of the Rambam is to be maitik, the lashon of the Mishnah, the lashon of the Gemara, and he holds that you can't be medayik from a Rambam, that he says him something, he writes something the way the Mishnah quoted. However, many times we find in the Achroinim, they felt the Rambam was a poisik, and when the Rambam writes something in a way which would the stimus was a certain way, you could be medayik it, even though he's quoting a lashon of a Mishnah or a lashon of a Gemara. So the Achreinim assume over here in the Rambam that just like a chatas ha'oif, which was done shaloi lishma is entirely pasul, so too a chatas ha'oif, which is done lamaila, is pasul d'loi kishitas ha'taisus, we just mentioned, that we say shaloi b'mkayma k'mekayma, and we say that a chatas ha'oif, which is done lamaila, taisus says, the Baalim have a kapar, and the Rambam is r'mashma, according to the Diyuk of the Achreinim, that when a chatas ha'oif is done l'mayla, the Baalim don't receive a kapar. And then there's four mahalchim, I think, to explain in the Shita of the Rambam why by a chatas ha'oif, which is done l'mayla, we wouldn't say the halacha of zikr shloi b'mkayma k'mkayma dami. The most obvious reason is the Shita that we mentioned before, that maybe oila sa'oif, we don't say b'chlal, the halacha of zikr shloi b'mkayma. It's exeris akosu only by a behema, and a oif doesn't have at all Zika Shalei B'mkayma. The Chazon Yecheskel suggests that there's a drasha that the Gemara says in Chulin, and it's quoted on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph towards the end of Kachi Kachim. The Gemara Darshan, it says Vehekrivoi, and the Gemara Darshan is that there's a chiluk between the Hakrava of a Oilas Oif and a Chatas Oif. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, since there's a Bezunder Exeris HaKasa by Oif, there's a chiluk in the Hakrava of a Oilas Oif and a Chatas Oif. Therefore, that's megala that a oila saif or a chata saif, which would be done shalei b'mekayma, is entirely possible. We don't say zrika shalei b'mekayma k'mekayma dami. So says the Chazon Yecheskel, that's why a chata saif, which is done l'mayla, is possible. We don't say zrika shalei b'mekayma k'mekayma. The Torah said v'hekrivoy, the choluk in their hakrava, and a chata saif cannot have the hakrava of oila saif. Chata saif cannot have mitzui l'mayla. The Briskerov in the beginning, in the Stenzloch, in the beginning of Meseches Menaches, he says that we learn out by a chatas oif, the Mishnah says before, that it has a mitzvah on the Droimus Ma'aravus. The Gemara and Daf Samach Gimla Mudbeis Darshans from a Hekesh, the Pasuk says, Mincha chatas hi. The Pasuk is Makish, a mincha to a chatas. Just like a mincha has hagasha on the Keren Droimus Ma'aravus, the kohen would take the mincha and be magish, put the mincha near the keren dreimus maravus. So too, the chatas oif has the mitzui on the keren dreimus maravus. This is the makar that the chatas's mitzui is on the keren dreimus maravus lamata. Just like by the mincha, the minchas hagosha on the dreimus marvus lamata on the bottom part of the mizbech, so too the mitzui of the chata soif is on the dreimus marvus on the bottom part of the mizbech. Does the brisker up? We could learn in the sheet of the Rambam, just like the haglocha of hagosha and the mincha, that we're magish, that we take the mincha and bring it near to the keren dreimus marvus. That's halacha and avoid itself. That's how the avoida must be done. So too, the mitzui of a chata soif must be done by keren dreimus marvus. Says the brisker, this is a halacha according to the Rambam in the mitzui itself, not halacha in the makom hamatan adam where the dam has to end up. This is where the avoida of the mitzui has to be done. This is similar to the brisker of how he explained in Tosfos that Tosfos agreed by oila soif. Tosfos holds by chata soif, which is lamaila, the whole problem is in the makom hamatan adam. In the sheet of the Rambam says the brisker of maybe a chata soif, which is don lamaila, also has a problem in the mitzvah itself. It's a psul in the avoid of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is done shalai kemitzvah, so it's not only a problem in the makom matan adam, it's a problem in the etzem avoida of the mitzvah. The Mikdash David in Simon Chavches, he says b'shita sarambam that the Rambam paskins mitzvah of the chata sa'if is maka. We mentioned in previous shiurim, there's a machlokes amoyram in Mesachas Me'ila, and it's mentioned in other places. If the mitzui of the chata sa'if is ma'akiv, a oif has a hazah and a mitzui, is the mitzui that's done after that, is that ma'akiv in the chata or not? It's actually machlokes harishonim had a paskin as well. We mentioned the Ravid in Mesachas Kinim says that we paskin that the mitzui is not ma'akiv, all you need is the hazah, the mitzui is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv in the carbon. The shita of the Rambam, however, is that we paskin like the shita, that the mitzui of the chata sa'if is ma'akiv. Till the kohen does the mitzui, he's not yet yoitza. The chata soif says the Mikdash David, when the kohen does the hazah lemailo, so he had a hazah shaloi kemitzvasa. He did the hazah of the chata soif shaloi kemitzvasa. But the mitzui of the chata soif is ma'akiv. The hazah itself doesn't give him a kapar. We can't say zrika shaloi b'mekoyma kemekoyma. We can't say that the hazah shaloi b'mekoyma should give him a kapar because the mitzui is ma'akiv. It's ma'akiv in his kapar. He doesn't yet receive a kapar. Therefore, the kohen has to go ahead and do another hazal amata since he didn't receive an eskapara in a regular behema, which has a zrika, and through the zrika he gets a kapara. Even when it's shleib b'mkayma, we say it's kemekayma. By a chata sa'oif, the Rambam l'shitasi says the Mikdash David holds that the mitzui of the chata is ma'akiv, so the hazal itself cannot give him a kapara. When he does the hazal on the top part of the mizbeach, says the Mikdash David, that doesn't give him a kapara, and therefore he has to do the hazal again on the bottom part of the Mizbech. To Mesakim, to summarize what we said over here, the Dinam Ha'ilam Mikan is that Tosfos says that by Echata Sa'if, which is done Lamaila, we say Zrika Shleib M'kayma K'mekayma, and the Bailam receive a Kapara. The Shita Mekubetzis argues and says by Oif, we don't say Zrika Shleib M'kayma. In the Shita of Tosfos, that by Oif we do say Zrika Shleib M'kayma, is it only by Chatas or also by Oila? That's Machloikas, the Oila Shleima, and the Brisker Rav. We have the sheet of the Rambam that says that by chata soif lemailo, it's possible that chayim abedayik it's mashmi. We don't say zukah shleim kaima, and we said for mahalchem, it could be the Rambam holds like the sheet of mekubetzas and oif. We don't have the gzeir sakos of zukah shleim kaima, and therefore it remains entirely possible. The Chazon Yecheskel says that it's a special drasha of vikrivoy. The Torah is mechalik the hakrova of a chata soif and a oila soif. So therefore, if a chata soif is brought lamaila, it's the hakrava of a oila soif, and the Torah passed that. The Torah did not allow it, and we don't say zukah shleim kaima because of that drasha. We have the brisker of in the beginning of Menachas, which said the sheet of the Rambam that a chata soif, which is done lamaila, it's a problem not only in the makom matan adam, it's a problem in the avoda itself. Since we're makish, we compare a chata soif to a mincha. Mincha requires the keren dreimus Maravis on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, therefore a chata seif as well needs the bottom part of the Mizbeach, and if it's done lemaila, it's a psul in the etzem avoid. The avoid itself is shalei kemitzvasa, and we have the shita. Fourthly, we have the shita of the Mikdash David, Simon Chavches. He said that the Rambam holds the mitzui of the chata seif is ma'akiv, since the oif did not yet have a mitzui, the hazah, which was done shalei b'mekayim, the hazah which was done lemaila, cannot give him a kapara, being that he's missing the mitzui, and therefore he has to go ahead and do the hazah itself. Lamata, he didn't receive a kapara from the hazah, and the hazah was done shalei kemitzvah, so therefore he has to do the hazah again, lamata, where the makam, where it's done kach sheirei. Moving on to Amud Beis, the Gemara's Mevar, the Mishnah, the Din of Oilas Sa'if, Sha'asa Maisa Chatas, and Oilas Sa'if, which was done, the Maisa Chatas is possible. The Gemara says he was Shani B'mitzui. Ha'oilas Ha'oif has Mitzui, and Achatas Sa'if has Hazah Mitzui. So he was Shani, he didn't do the Mitzui of Oilas Sa'if, he did the Hazah of the Chatas Sa'if. Rashi mentions that the Shinui was, he did a Hazah without Mitzui. Tosfos assumed, in the beginning, Tosfos assumed, if he did the Maisa Chatas, presumably he did Hazah and a Mitzui. So Tosfos asks, what's wrong that he did a Maisa Chatas, he did a Hazah and a Mitzui? After the Hazah, he did a Mitzui. A Chatas has both, a Chatas has a Hazah and a Mitzui. So if he did a Maisa Chatas, he did the Hazah and the Mitzui, even though the Hazah is Shalaik Mitzvasa, Oila Saif is supposed to have a Mitzui. So the Hazah is Shalaik Mitzvasa. But after the Hazah, he did a mitzvah. Why can't he be yaitzah with the mitzvah, which was after the hazah? This is Taisus Kasha. Taisus first wants to maintain, maybe we'll say, that once he does the hazah, shalayka mitzvah, that's the zrika of the carbon. He did a maisa of a chatas, and that passes. He did a hazah. Oila does not have a hazah. Chatas has a hazah. He did a maisa chatas, and oila, maybe the hazah itself passes. But Taisus backs off. Taisus is chayzer. He says we only find the zrika shalay b'mekayma. Gives him a kapara b'psul, it's a pasul, the basa is pasul, and he receives a kapara. But when he does shalik mitzvasa, if he did a hazah instead of a mitzvah, we should just say the hazah is as if it didn't happen at all. And the mitzvah which he would do following the hazah, that mitzvah should be able to be machshir. Taisa says you have to say like Rashi, like this pshat, that it means he did a hazah without a mitzvah. But Taisa explains that it says he did a maisa chatas. So Taisa says that this gemara is going according to the shita, that the mitzvah of the chatas is not ma'akiv, so a chatas is kosher with a hazah without a mitzvah, even though l'chatchila, a chatas, the din is, like the Mishnah says in Kodshei Kodshim, the Mishnah says a chatas has a hazah and a mitzvah. We're going now like the shitas that we mentioned before in previous shiurim, that the mitzvah of the chatas ha'oif is not ma'akiv, and therefore all he did was a hazah, a oilas ha'oif needs a mitzvah, and therefore it's possible. Now this explanation of Rashi and Tosfos is good according to the shita, that mitzvah of chata soif is not ma'akev. However, we mentioned the Rambam paskins that the mitzvah of chata soif is ma'akev. So how will the Rambam learn this sugi? What does it mean that he was meshana b'mitzvah? He did it by oila soif k'maisa chatas. According to the Rambam, l'choira must mean that he did a hazah and a mitzvah. Since the mitzvah of the chata soif is ma'akev, doing a maisa chatas means doing a hazah and a mitzvah, and let the carbon be kosher, let the oila be kosher with the mitzvah which he did following the hazah. The Achreinim, the Briskerov, and the Mikdash David explain that we had in the end of Kodshei Kodshim, we mentioned in the Shir, the Gemara, that says that the mitzui of Oila Sa'if requires the mitzui of the Dam Haguf. The Dam HaRosh, below Dam Haguf, would not be a kosher mitzui. That's a din by Oila Sa'if. Oila Sa'if, which requires mitzui has to be from the Dam Haguf and not from the Dam HaRosh. However, by Achata Sa'if, says the Briskerov and the Mikdash David, a chata saif which has hazah and a mitzui, that mitzui of a chata saif could be on the dam haroish by itself. The ikr of the zrika is the hazah. The ikr of the zrika is the hazah. You also have a mitzui, even if it's ma'akiv, but says the Briskerov and the Mikdash David, the mitzui of the roish itself would be kosher for a chata saif. So says the Briskerov and the Mikdash David, pshat in our gemara would be that he did the maisa chatas. He did a hazah and a mitzui, but the mitzui that he did was a mitzui which is kosher by chata saif, a mitzui of the dam haroish. This mitzui would not be kosher by oila saif. Therefore, a oila saif, which he did, kemaisa chatas, with hazah and a mitzui of the dam haroish, would be pasul. Moving along, the Mishnah says, v'kulon ein metamim bebeis ablio umayalim behem, all of the previous psulim, once it had a malika, there's no tumah bebeis ablio, it's not considered a nivlas b'iftar, which is metame begadim abeis abliya, and ma'ilim hem, there is a mi'ila since the carbon, since the oif is pasul, there is a mi'ila. Taisus asks Akasha, one of the cases presumably that we're talking about that is ma'ilim hem, is a chatas ha'oif, which was done l'ma'ila, which the Gemara explained previously, it means that he was the mitzui of the chatas soif, the hazah and the mitzui of the chatas soif were done l'mayla, and there's still a mi'ila being that the hazah and the mitzui were done shalayka mitzvah, it's not matir the basar, and therefore the mi'ila remains in the Chata Sefer. Ktaisus from a Gemara in Me'ila. The Gemara says, going on the Mishnah over there in the beginning of Me'ila, Kol sheyesh by heter l'koyanim shuv ein by Me'ila. Any carbon which has a heter l'koyanim, once there's a heter to the koyanim, there's no more Me'ila. And the Gemara says three ways how to learn the Mishnah. There's a three-way machloikis in the Amiram how to learn the Mishnah. What does it mean? There's a heter l'koyanim. Either it's a heter is referring to the shechita, it's referring to the Kabbalah, or is it referring to the Zrika? Do we say that it had a heter shechita? The carbon already had a heter shechita, and that's when there's no more Me'ila? Or is it a heter zrika that you had of a Kabbalah that is matter the carbon to have a zrika, that Kabbalah is mitzvah de Me'ila? Or heter achila, once there's a zrika, which is matter the basa b'achila, that's matter the that takes away the Me'ila. Frek Toisvis, according to the man d'amar that says heter shechita shaninu, that the shechita itself is mitzvah de Me'ila. So how could we say over here that a chata sa'if, which was done l'mayla, a chata sa'if, which has a hazah, and a mitzvah l'mayla, is mayla, but there's a mi'ila, it already had a malika. And just like the Gemara says, by a behema, shechita is mitzvah midei mi'ila, so too the malika, which was done by hechsher, should be mitzvah midei mi'ila, and even though the hazah and the mitzvah were done shaloi k'mitzvasa, this should take, the malika itself, should take away the mi'ila, taisus bleib shver on this kasha. There's a few ma'alchim in the Rishonim and the Achronim to answer Taisus Kasha. And first we'll say them over, and then we'll try to understand them a little bit. The Shita Mekubetzas and the Samach Vav Amar Aleph, he says a teretz, there's a chiluk between a behema and a oif. A behema which has a Kabbalah, says the Shita Mekubetzas, therefore the Shechita is Moitzi Midei Me'ila. An oif, he does a Malika, and then right away he does a Hazah and a Mitzvah. There's no Kabbalah of the Dam. Says the Shita Mekubetzas, after the Malika, that there's no Kabbalah of the Dam, that Malika is not Moitzi Midei Me'ila. The Tosfos Yeshanim in the Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel, he says that a chiluk weiter, not between an oif and a behema, but between a shechita and a malika. He says that a shechita, which by chulin is matir, the basar, shechita, which we find by chulin is matir. Therefore, by kodshim, that shechita is considered a heter, and it takes off the me'ila of the carbon. However, a oif, which is done a malika we never find is matir by chulin, therefore that malika is not matir the basa. The Birchas HaZavach says a chiluk, likewise between shechita and malika, he says that shechita is moitzi the dam. The next avoid is kabbalah, after the dam came out from the shechita, after the shechita is moitzi the dam, then you do the kabbalah. However, by the malika, the kohen does the malika, and he's only moitzi the dam with the mitzui, with the azan the mitzui. Says the Birchas HaZavach, therefore, what's parallel to the shechita, which is moitzi midei me'ila, is really the mitzui. The mitzui is the parallel of the shechita, and therefore the malika itself, which is not yet moitzi the dam, that's not moitzi midei me'ila. The Mikdash David in Siman Zayin Oishei, he's mechalik, the baya behema that has a shechita, the only avoid which is done in the actual behema is the shechita. Afterwards, the dam is in the neskabel, in a klisharis, and he does all of the rest of the avoidus in the dam. Since the shechita is the last avoid which is done in the behema, therefore it's moitzi midei me'ila. However, in oif, where even after the malika, the hazan, the mitzui, are avoidus which are done in the oif atzma, in the oif itself, therefore the malika is not moitzi midei me'ila. Chazer over the four terutzim, tataisis kasha, the shita mekubetzas is mechalik by shechita, is moitzi midei me'ila, shechita of a behema, where shechita is machshir, the carbon for kabbalah sadam, that's moitzi midei me'ila. Malika, which does not have a kabbalah sadam, that's not moitzi midei me'ila. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Yevamos is mechalik, that shechita, which we find is mater b'chulin, that's moitzi midei me'ila. Malika, which is not mater b'chulin, is not moitzi midei me'ila. The Birchas HaZavach says that shechita, which is moitzi the dam, is moitzi midei me'ila. Malika, where the hoitzas adam from the oif is only with the mitzui, only b'shas the mitzui of the chatas oif, that's when it's moitzi midei mila. And the Mikdash David is mechalik, that only by shechita, where the shechita is the last avoid which is done in the behema, that's moitzi midei mila. And by malika, where there's still avoidus of hazan mitzui being done in the oif itself, therefore it's not moitzi midei mila. The terutzim of the shita mekubetzas and taisis yishanim and yevamos are a little bit difficult to understand. What's the kavan of the shita mekubetzas that by a shechita, since there's a kabbalah, that's why the shechita is ma'itzim de'emila. Why does that make a difference? And what's the kavan of the Tosfos Yeshanim? That since we find shechita by chulin is matter, what does that have a difference taking de'emila? I think if we ma'ayin and Tosfos and me'ila, a lashon, that Tosfos quotes in Maseches Me'ilah Daf Hey, I think it will be a little bit more, move on a little bit easier to understand. Tosfos has a lashon on Me'ilah Daf Hey to explain the shechita of heter shechita shaninu. Tosfos says, what heter shechita shaninu means, that since I did the het shechita, there's a heter for the avoidas hakoyanim, that's called the heter l'koyanim. The lashon of the mission in Me'ilah was, kol shish be heter l'koyanim, and Tosfos says, according to the man damar heter shechita shaninu, that means that I did the shechita, there's a heter for the koyanim to do the avoid in the carbon, that's what's mighty midei Me'ilah. The shechita mekubetzas is svara, is a saying that since the shechita is by a behemah's machshir for kabbalah, that shechita has a chashivos. That shechita is accomplishing something in the carbon. It's accomplishing that this carbon has a heter to start the avoid of the kayanim. The kabbalah is the avoid that the kayanim do, and the shechita creates a hechsher in the carbon. Now this carbon is roi to have the avoid of the kayanim. That's why the shechita is moitzi midei me'ila. That's why the shechita could take off the me'ila, because the shechita is creating, it's taking the carbon to the next stage. Now this carbon is roi to have the avoid of the kayanim. Malika, which doesn't have kabbalah, so even though, you know, technically I guess there's a hazana mitzvah, but that's not connected to the shechita. That's not connected to the malika. Therefore, the malika, we don't view it as enabling the carbon to go to the next step. It's not taking the carbon to have the, it's not being machshir the carbon to have the avoid of the kainim, and therefore the malika can't be ma'itzim de mila. To explain the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yevamos, I think the pshat is that a shechita which we find it's matir, that means it creates a hechsher in chulin in order to make the basa be mutter ta'achila. So by kodshim, the understanding is that that same shechita is a machshir. It creates a hechsher that now this carbon is ro'oi to have the avoid of the kainim. Malika, where we don't find it's a machshir, so even though after the malika he does the other avoidas, the understanding is not that the malika was machshir the oif and now the oif is ready to go on. There's a seder advarm. There's a seder avoidas. You do the malika and then the hazan the mitzvah. The malika is not machshir the carbon, and therefore after the malika there still is me'ila. The malika does not remove the me'ila. We mentioned the aside from Reb Chaim in previous shiurim. We said that even though mitzui of the chatas ha'oif is ma'akev, chatas ha'oif has a hazo and a mitzui, so the Rambam paskas, the mitzui of the chatas ha'oif is ma'akev, Chaim said he saw that the hazo itself is moitzi midei me'ila. Even though that mitzui is ma'akev, you can't eat the basar of the chatas ha'oif till there's a mitzui. Chaim said that the hazo is the main part of the zrika, and once the hazo of the chatas was done, the carbon is not anymore called Kodshe Hashem. Kodshe Hashem means a carbon which is oimed l'Hashem. It's oimed to have a zrika. Once the zrika was done, the carbon had a zrika, it's not anymore Kodshe Hashem, and there's no me'ila, even though there's no chalois heter on the basar, even though the basar is not mutter. The example Reb Chaim gave at that time was a chatasayf which had a hazah without a mitzui. It's considered a zrika. The carbon had a zrika, and it's not anymore Kodshe Hashem, even though there's no heter of the basa to the koyanim. Another example Reb Chaim gave of this chiddush is quoted by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, that a zrika shaloi b'mekayma, that the halacha is, we mentioned from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chavav, pasul basar, aval bailim neskapur, the basar is pasul, it's not a zrika which is matzah, the basar, but the bailim receive a kapara. And Reb Chaim said a chiddush that since the bailim have a kapara, the carbon had a zrika, which is moitzi midei me'ila, says Reb Chaim. Why? Because the carbon had a zrika. The me'ila is not totally in the heter of the basar, the chalois heter of the basar. The me'ila is totally that the carbon had a zrika. And Zakhtar B'chaim, a zrika shalei b'mkayma likewise, would be ma'itzi midei me'ila, ma'idik achidish. It's ma'itzi midei me'ila, even though this zrika is not ma'itzi, is not mati the basar. But the carbon had a zrika, the carbon is not anymore considered kachi Hashem. We mentioned the kasha from Ribera, which was on the Reb Chaim, that we said by Chatas Soif Hazo without Mitzvah, which would be a kasha on this Reb Chaim also. It's one Yisoid from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a Yisoid that Zrika is Moitzi Midei Mila without having a heter of Basa to the Kainim. So Reb Baruch asked from on Reb Chaim from the Mishnah in Me'ila. The Mishnah says, Kol Sheyesh Bei, the Mishnah on the base, Kol Sheyesh Bei Heter L'Kainim, shuvein mailbo, anytime there's a heter to the kohenim, it's mashma from the Mishnah that the hitzah midei mi'ilah is because of the heter l'kohenim, because there's a heter on the basa to the kohenim. That's what's moitzim de mi'ilah. How could Reb Chaim go ahead and say that it's talui in the chalois hazrika, that the zrik was chal in the carbon is no more kachi Hashem, if the Mishnah is mashma, that it's talui in the heter ha'kohenim. Barrow pointed out, it could be there are two dinim. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to halacha that the heter that the carbon has is what's moitzi midei mi'ilah, and maybe Reb Chaim is a separate halacha that when a carbon has a zrika, the zrika itself is moitzi midei mi'ilah. We have to find nafkaminas. We know nafkaminas in Reb Chaim's halacha that a carbon which has zrika without a heter basar, a chata seif with hazah without mitzui, or a zrika shalei b'mkayma, we'd have to find nafkaminas for the Mishnah in Mesachas Mi'ilah where it's negeh that the chalois heter for the kohenim is moitzi midei mi'ilah. But we want to shtel zechup now on the ikar yisoid of Reb Chaim that his zrika could be moitzi midei mi'ilah even without a heter l'kohenim. And now we'll focus on the din of a zrika shalei b'mkayma that the Briskrov said in the name of Reb Chaim that zrika is moitzi midei mi'ilah even though the basar is pasul and it's asa to the kohenim. The Eilish Shleima has a taina from our Mishnah that it's a rai, not like Reb Chaim. Our Mishnah says that kulon emetamim bebeis habliya umayelim b'am. Our Mishnah is referring back to the first Mishnah in the parak, and it says there's mi'ilah. One of the cases in the first Mishnah was a chatas ha'if she'asa l'mayla. And we mentioned the beginning of this year, shitas ha'toisfis is that a chatas ha'if which is don l'mayla is considered a zrika shleibim kaima. The psul of the Mishnah is basar pasal. The basar is pasal. You're not allowed to eat the basar, but the bailim receive a kapar. Says the Eilish Shleima, we see from our Mishnah that even though the carbon, the chata seif had a zrika shleibim kaima, and the bailim have a kapara, our Mishnah says still ma'ilim, but there still is a mi'ila, since there's no heter to the kayanim, since the basar is pasal, this zrika was a zrika shleibim kaima and it's pasal, therefore there still is a mi'ila. Taisus maybe had a kasha, the shechita itself should be moitzi, according to one man damar. But let's say according to the man damar, even that you need the zrika or the tzurutza from the achrayim, that in this case the malika is not moitzi midei mi'ilah. But according to Reb Chaim, the zrika itself should be moitzi midei mi'ilah. Reb Chaim said a zrika shleim kaim itself, even though the basar is pasal, is moitzi midei mi'ilah. And l'chayra, from our Mishnah, we see clearly, according to the sheet of Taisfis, that says that a chata soif, which is l'mayla, is the basar is pasal, but the bailam have a kapar. So we see a zrika shleim kaim is not moitzi midei mi'ilah. L'chayra, it's a very stark araya, assuming you hold like Taisfis, that a chata soif, which is don l'mayla, is considered a zrika shleim kaima. The way out from our Mishnah would be possibly what we mentioned in the beginning of the shir, that maybe in the sheet of the Rambam, the chata sa'if, which is done l'mayla, is not considered a zrika shleibim kaima. We said a few svaris, maybe it's a psul in the zrika itself. Maybe by a chata sa'if, we don't have the halacha of zrika shleibim kaima kamakaima to give a kapara, and it should be considered a zrika in the carbon. But according to the sheet of Taisfis, that a chata sa'if l'mayla is a zrika shleibim kaima l'chayr the oilas, Shleima's raya is a very stark raya that we see from here that a zrika shleima kaima cannot be moitzi midei mi'ilah. You need a zrika which is matir the basa. You need a heter for the kayanim in order to be moitzi midei mi'ilah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.